invented. So I keep moving, and that keeps me calm till I realize I'm not moving, I'm falling. I have no control over anything at all. But I know just how I became this. I can carry all of the blame. I was only 18 when I started. I wish that somebody had stopped me.
So beautiful.
Thank you.
Is this your first time playing it in public?
No. We've been playing that one for a little while now. But okay. We don't play it alone that much.
Yeah,
that was beautiful.
Thank you.
Can we talk a little bit about how you write your lyrics? And they're so honest and authentic and original.
It kind of depends. I sort of, sometimes I'll feel like I'm like, whoa.
Skateboarder.
Oh. Cool. They're inside of the mic. yeah, sometimes, I don't know, sometimes I am just feeling really rather shitty and I'll, am I allowed to say it? Oops, not on radio. Feeling bad and it kind of just like comes out. And then sometimes I'm like really trying to like, sometimes I'm like really wanting to write about something in particular and it takes a bit more time to like craft those. But generally it's just sort of trying to understand, you know, myself and in the context of like a world that seems kind of crazy. Yeah.
So it sounds like sometimes they come out very organically and sometimes it's a little bit more like purposeful.
Yeah. I would say usually like I'll like splatter a lot onto my keyboard usually, onto my like computer. And then sometimes it'll really kind of make sense to me what I've said. And sometimes I'm like, okay, like what was I like going for here? Mm-hmm. And I have to like rework it to try to say what I was trying to say.
Yes.
Yeah. But yeah, I tend to just really sort of, at least for me, kind of the people that I listen to, the really sort of honest personal lyrics are what draw me in, and so I feel like that's sort of how I like to do it.
I agree. It's there's a lot out there that we're trying to make sense of, and I don't know. I feel like things, maybe it's nostalgia on my part, but I feel like things are so complicated and, you know, just even things that I know when I was your age, I didn't ever worry about, you know, and some of it's the connection with electronic devices and, you know, I just, you know, at your age, I could walk out the house and just be lost.
Yeah,
you know?
No, I think it was really terrifying that that doesn't really exist anymore.
So it allows that space in your head,
too.
Because you can be anywhere doing whatever you want and it doesn't, you're not accountable to anybody. Yeah. So, I love all the, I love the lyrics of your songs that I've heard and really appreciate the thoughtfulness. Should we go into the Father John Misty song that you?
Yeah.
Let's do that. Okay. I'm going to switch over here. This is Kirsten. You're listening to WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM. And I have Katie Solomon and Jack Lewis of Jackals here. And they are going to continue staying here. I'm holding them captive. But we'll listen to a few of their influences. And we're going to start with Father John Misty.
Sun is rising. Is turning blue. Look out, buddy, no one's calling. Jesus, man, what did you do? Psychic tearings in the who's proud to deal
much that it hurts my head. Say I don't mind you under my skin. I let the bad parts in, the bad parts in. But when we were made, we were set apart. But life is a test and I get bad marks. Now some saint got the job of writing down my sins. The storm is coming, the storm. Burden when you sing. I really do wish that you wear my ring. No matter what they say, I am still the king. Now the storm is coming, the storm is coming.
Okay there. Well, thank you so much for those recommendations. Father John Misty, Hang Out at the Gallows from God's Favorite Customer. Brand new. DeGausser?
That's a good question. DeGausser?
DeGausser? You say DeGausser, I say no DeGausser. Idea. Call the whole thing off. The devil and God are raging inside me. And then ending with the National, Mistaken for Strangers from Boxer. You were saying that you'd kind of gotten back into some of the National's earlier work. Is yeah. that right, Katie?
Yeah, I feel like I was really, really into, you know, the like High Violet and Trouble Will Find Me and those ones. And I knew a lot of songs from their older stuff, but had never really sort of like sat down and listened to those albums. But like their first, or these, I guess these aren't their first albums, but Alligator and Boxer are just great. And it was cool to, yeah, like really get into those. Yeah. I love Mistaken for Strangers.
Yeah, it's absolutely wonderful. And then Brand New is actually brand new to me. How did you come across?
Our bassist Zach sort of turned me onto them in college. And he really, they were like a favorite band of his. And that album in particular was a favorite album of his. Mm-hmm. And I got really into it also. And I only really know that album very well. I've listened to some of their other stuff and it never quite struck me as hard as some of the songs on this album, The Devil and God Are Raging Inside of Me. And I've just kind of been listening to them since. I think when we started getting the band together, I was searching for influences that were more band-like, like a lot of the songs. I listened to a lot of indie folk artists also, and a lot of like singer-songwriters. And as we were starting to write with the band, I was sort of searching for more inspiration. And this album was one of the first places I went to.
Uh-huh. And let's talk a little bit about your band. So Zach also went to college with you.
Mm-hmm. And Taryn as well.
And Taryn.
Yeah.
So you all were hanging out. Well, you two met in the summer.
Yeah, we met. I transferred, and so I was like taking a summer class, and he was there, and we met. So this was before junior year. And then he was had been roommates with Taryn and Zach. So then we all kind of.
Yeah. Zach and Taryn and I were freshman year roommates in a triple together, sort of placed randomly our first year of school. And we kind of just clicked and we stayed really
that
close.
That never happens.
I know. we feel very, very lucky that we had a really good roommate situation our first year. And we all stayed friends and we never all lived in one room again. but we sort of all lived in different sort of variations with each other. Uh-huh. Since then, I've lived with one of them for every year since freshman year of college at this point, so.
It's pretty much common law at this point.
Yeah, exactly.
And so can you tell us a little bit about like who plays what in your band and?
So Jackia plays plays guitar, and then Breeden also plays guitar. Generally he plays lead and Jack plays rhythm, and then Zach plays bass and Taryn plays drums, and I am maybe at some point gonna play some keys, we'll see.
Breeden also does backing vocals
on
some songs.
I was gonna mention when I saw you at Atwood's.
Breeden.
Sorry, Breeden.
No, he's definitely used to it.
I mean, with a name like Kirsten, I really try and get people's names correctly. So, yes, there was a song where Breeden joined you on vocals, and it really was beautiful.
Yeah, he has a really beautiful voice. Yeah. And he has his own band, too, called Small City Mayor, where he is the lead vocalist. But, yeah, we're definitely trying to make the vocal... him doing vocals on stuff happen more, because I mean I don't want to waste those pipes.
Utilize what you have.
Yeah.
I started taking lessons on keyboard recently, and this is how little I know about playing an instrument. I had a song that I really, really love, and I was trying to play the melody, and my teacher said, Or you can play the chords and sing along with it. You wouldn't play the melody and sing the melody at the same time. No wonder I thought it was so hard.
You could. It could be interesting.
I could, but I wasn't getting past the second bar.
Yeah.
I just was not. I was like, this is too hard. I don't like it anymore.
I took piano lessons my whole life, and I was like, I just wouldn't practice, like I wouldn't get into it, and like I do play, like I play by myself and I write a lot on the piano, but I'm just still really sort of intimidated to try playing with the band, and I kind of don't really know how to like fit it in, like where there's space, because I want there to still be space.
Just assert yourself, just put it in there, and they'll work around you.
But I also am trying to get like a little bit like I kind of like not having something that I need to be doing, like on stage. I like sort of having the freedom to move around, though I don't move around that much, but
but you could if you wanted to.
I could. Yeah. And so
I always feel like I'm trying to work on moving around more also, and I always feel like I'm like doing a really good job and like I'm moving around stage, and then I watch a video of us and I'm just like, oh man, it feels like I'm moving a lot, but I'm just not at all.
You know what they call that is park and bark.
Really?
Yeah.
That's funny. Like, that's a specific term for musicians.
Well, my mom is an opera singer, and so opera has become a lot more physical, interactive, and there's a lot more movement in the past. She said, you know, if you sang an aria, you would park and bark.
I like that.
So what do you have next?
Music-wise?
Yes.
To play? Oh, okay. Yeah. So I think we're going to play... We never play this song anymore, and it's the title track of our
It's been like a year since we played this.
I mean, it's the title track of that album, Keep Mother Sane. Yeah, so I think we're going to try to play this. And there's a chance I'm going to forget the words. Just a warning.
Okay, well, thank you so much. This is going to be beautiful.
Our conversations aren't ever how I want them to go. Do you even know that I am on the line? Hey, I feel it too, I'm still breathing with that ghost inside my gut. Does it not sadden you at all to hear me cry when I hang up? And I am I slightly disconnected always? Well, one of us can leave. And oh, you see, I am caged here with your pain. But I can't leave today. Gotta keep mother sane, gotta keep mother sane, gotta keep mother sane. Doesn't trouble you, doesn't trouble you, doesn't trouble you anyway. I know that you can't see, you don't know what your words have done, and this body's gotten shaky. You probably won't recognize me. I make myself smaller, we can't accommodate the two of us in this space that we've made. I'm older, so I'm fading for you. And I worry, am I slightly disconnected always? Well, one of us can. Mother saying, gotta keep, mother saying, gotta keep, mother saying. Doesn't settle down, my mind, settle down, my mind, settle down.
Thank you so much. That was beautiful. So that is Katie Solomon and Jack Lewis of Jackals. Keep Mother Sane, the title track from your 2017 album, Keep Mother Sane.
Yeah, an old one. Ooh, I forgot how hard that ending is to sing. Yeah. Figured out how to get a bit lower for the morning.
That brings me into my question for you. Well, yes. So what about your vocal health? What do you do?
So I definitely know sort of the what I should do, and I'm going to really, really try to do that while we're on tour. I don't do that. I don't, like, warm up as much as I should. Mm-hmm. I have, like, some strange, like, I feel like it... Wait, what's the word? Like, what's... Oh, I have this weird superstition. Like, I feel like the shows that have been good, I haven't warmed up, and so now I've, like, convinced myself that I shouldn't warm up because I sound better when I don't, which is obviously terrible, and don't listen to that. But yeah, I have like some, I took lessons at some points in my life. So I sort of know generally how to sing in a healthy way. I actually teach singing lessons too. So this is terrible that I'm saying that I don't warm up.
Do what I say, don't do what I do.
Yeah. But yeah. And I try to like not drink too much alcohol while I'm performing. Usually just like one whiskey on stage in case I'm feeling particularly awkward. I can have some. But
we have one song that we've started basically every show ever with because it's like Katie's favorite song to warm up with. Yeah, it's like it's our like warm up song.
Oh.
And we tried like a couple months ago, we tried two shows starting with a different song and we went right back to it.
Right. Oh, that's a good way of doing it.
Yeah. It's like a good warm up for me, and it's a good sort of band warm up song. So it's probably like our sort of chillest in some ways.
What song is it?
Going Crazy.
Is that on here?
Yes.
Yeah, it's on that one.
Oh, yes, it is. It's after Homesick. So I have one more song that came from your list of recommendations, and then I have a song that I am going to play for you. There's actually an aria. Because I feel like you do have that classically trained sound in terms of your vocal control. That's why I was asking. And I think, I wish I could remember what song it was, but you were able, almost it was if you had some circular breathing going because you held your note for so long. And people in the audience were reacting to it. They were just, wow. And so it made me think of this particular song that is... it is the beginning of the movie Diva. Have you ever seen it?
Mm-mm.
It's a really good movie. And I was watching it with my niece, who also is a musician, and she is classically trained. She sings opera. And I had found it on, I don't know, online somewhere. But I had started playing the wrong version because it was in German, dubbed over English with Russian subtitles.
Oh, wow. Complicated mix.
Yes. So I was like, okay, well, the aria is really beautiful. We'll listen to this, but then I'm going to have to find the right one because we'll never know what's going on. So then I found it and we played it and she started singing along with the aria and I just turned the volume down and she sang the entire aria. And then my mother is an opera singer and trained her a lot and said, yeah, it's Mimi's go-to aria because, of course, everybody has a go-to.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll start with dogs. And we didn't even get to dogs yet.
Yeah.
Dogs. And then I'll play you this aria and see what you think.
Cool.
I can hear the barking of dogs around. Thank you.
seems mostly empty. I stand at its edge and stare it down.
Okay, so that was the aria that I wanted to play, and we'll listen to Porcelain. I'm very excited to play this, so here we go. So that was Porcelain from your new EP.
Yes.
I was saying the image for this song is so beautiful. I thought that was the album cover. So I'm just amazed to know. Now, what is the title of the album?
It's called Bat Brains.
Bat Brains.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sounds weird, but yeah, there's like a song. It's a long story, but I...
We have time.
Cool. There was a bat in my house when I was younger at one point, and it was sort of this traumatic experience. We were all like asleep, and my parents sort of gathered us in their room, and I feel really bad telling the story because it makes my mom sound crazy, but they were just sort of flustered, and my parents like went downstairs and ended up like beating this bat to death. when like its brains, like basically we found out that its brains had been sort of knocked out of its head because they went to test it for rabies and they couldn't, because I guess that's sort of how they test for rabies. So we all had to get rabies shots. And I was like very terrified of, just, I was very scared in my own house for, I think since then, honestly, but there's like been some other things that have made that true. But yeah, so that song sort of, the song that's about is called Trauma Hoarding, or Trauma Hoarding is about that experience. And then sort of just in general, kind of having sort of experiencing trauma and not like processing it or dealing with it.
I remember when you were performing that at Atwoods, I felt that it had this dark and haunting quality to it. Uh-huh. And I had this feeling of almost relating it to an Edgar Allan Poe poem. And then you said the title of it, and I thought, oh, well, a bat, a raven. You know, I can see the similarity. I think I talked about that afterwards, Jack, and I was like, did that just make sense? But in my head, it made perfect sense. It felt like there was this, and I love Gothic. I mean, it's just...
Yeah.
It has a really beautiful hunting quality to it. And so that kind of evoked that feeling. And then here's this story about this bat flying through the house. And so I really...
That's cool. I like that comparison. Never gotten that.
Yeah. So we have about 10 minutes left before Sue comes in for something about the women. You'll get to meet Sue. And there are four of us who DJ for that. Sue and Jane and... Liz and myself, and we each have our own different approaches, and I love hearing my co-DJs and what their approach to something about the women is. So I think what I'll do is I have an REM song lined up, maybe 10,000 Maniacs, and then we'll get maybe one more song from your new EP, which I know that I... It's all the same.
Yeah, it's all the same.
It's
yeah.
all the same. Okay. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
And you have a tour coming up. It's on Facebook, all the different spots that you're going to. So we'll have to send all our friends and family out to hear you play. Yeah. And then you've got your EP release on August 17th at O'Brien's.
Yeah. Yes.
Which is in Alston.
Yes.
So we'll cross the river. Thank you. Thank you for sharing your music and being here.
Thanks. Yeah, we love being here.
Bye.
Purpose as a man.